Hello, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit different quick rant of truth today. Not political. We will get to those because I think it's important to look out and to understand the world and be a fighter and a champion for the world. And that's really why I do this podcast. But I want to talk about something else that's more personal. If you've listened to Chemology, or rather, I guess, if you're listening to this early, when it first gets put up, you will actually find this to be a preview of those episodes. But Kim and I went to a conference for, you know, personal betterment. And so it has me thinking, and I said to my sister that today I was a better steward for me. So what a lot of us end up doing is we find this external thing to champion, right? And what so many of us need to do is, yes, absolutely have something external to champion. Absolutely have some cause or definitely some person, you know, some loved one, but include in that giant list of things that you absolutely and utterly and without fail champion consistently yourself. So that can mean in the battle against yourself. Like, do you neglect yourself today? Now, I don't mean go get pedicures and manicures, although there is that, but that's certainly not what I mean. Like, don't neglect yourself. Treat yourself today. I mean, that, I guess, can be part of your strategy, but that's not what I mean. I mean, get to your things. Now, for some of you, that may be no problem. But if you are a steward, if you are a caretaker of someone you found incredibly important and that you cherished highly, what would you do when you went to go be their steward, when you went to go be their caretaker? Well, don't act like you are not worth that or should not have that same treatment. Today, tomorrow, every day, think of how you are a good steward for yourself, how you fight to the death, if you will, for yourself. Obviously, not every day is a fight to the death, but that you have that same approach. You vigorously and enthusiastically and champion yourself and your interests. You get to your business just the way you'd make sure your grandmother or your mother in a nursing home, all of her stuff was taken care of and no one was taking advantage of her. You do that for you and you figure out how every day, and I remind myself, believe me, because I am someone who will look outward and externally find something to fight for and to be bullheaded about, and to be stubborn about. No, you don't. Now, in many ways, I'll be like, you know, you get me to a certain point expressly, and you better watch out, because I am defending myself vigorously. But I don't mean from the obvious, you know, someone pushed you in a bar, or someone called you a name at work, or just the, you know, someone mistook your genuineness at work and now acted like you did something that was not genuine and not authentic and not with good motivation. I don't mean that. I think most of us, at least who have some stubbornness to us, tend to definitely get riled up and defend ourselves in that regard. I mean, on a lesser scale. Do you go home and maybe neglect yourself, neglect your business because you've been vigorously championing, you know, Habitat for Humanity? A great thing to champion. Don't get me wrong. That's awesome. Or you've been vigorously championing, you know, being a caretaker of some kind professionally or personally. You know, voluntarily, but have you vigorously championed for yourself today? Did you vigorously champion in some way or another whether it's to keep up with your business, to, in the same way, if you thought that your grandmother or your mother or your father was being taken advantage of, are you putting that same effort towards championing yourself today? And psychologically, are you saying to yourself, no, you're not going to put me down. You're not going to put me down and minimize my value and act like because of my past, I am not worthy of defending and aggressively trying to advance my interest today. If you need to say to yourself, and you can say it gently in some of these techniques that Kim and I talk about in the next couple of episodes are about this. It's not that you have to, get mad at yourself that you're not championing yourself, although there is that. There are other techniques that can help pull it out. I'm not getting into those techniques today. I'm just trying to give you a viewpoint without the tools and techniques, and that maybe the viewpoint more consciously helps you understand, what did I do today to champion myself? Did I feel like I was productive for me? And, you spend all that day coming up with and blood, sweat, and tears for your entity, and then you identify with the business that you work for or the organization that you work for, and you should. That's what a business relationship is. You do provide that value. You do champion. You do stand up for your interests, of the interest of those who pay for you. That's why they are compensating you. But don't forget that your free work for you is really very valuable. How have you helped yourself today? And I can say that at least today I've done better than usual, and it's a big lesson that I have to learn. I do get caught up in the wrongs of the world, and there are many. And that is a good thing to be caught up in. It is a good thing to champion. But you always remember that at the very least, even if you want to volunteer and say, you know what, it's totally worth it for me to volunteer and champion and put out professional level work and professional level product for free because you believe that's what you want to support and what you want to give charity to. That's great, but don't forget to be a champion for yourself today, tomorrow, consistently, and also specifically, do not neglect yourself. Just like you would not want to be a steward of someone, and then someone accuses you of neglecting that person, of having a duty toward that person officially, and then instead they accuse you of neglect. Would you accuse yourself of neglect towards you as an outside person? Are you engaging in psychological neglect, in personal business neglect, in self-care neglect? Don't do that. Be a champion for yourself. Yes, find your passion. Find those charitable organizations and provide incredible value to them, to your business, to that charity, whether it's official or unofficial, whether it's your passion to help people just freely and unofficially. That's great. But also passionately help yourself, passionately and vigorously defend keeping you in a good place. Okay, guys, that's it for me. Thanks for listening.